First of all, it's really good for me to be here, and I want to thank your minister and your congregation for having me along today. I'm really excited about it. Who's excited about Children's Day? Who gets all excited about taking part? Sometimes it's nervous. You get nervous, don't you? But I tell you, you've done really, really well, and everybody was giving you a good round of applause. So well done, boys and girls, today. Okay, well, boys and girls, I'm hoping to go on holidays very, very soon. In fact, on the 4th of July, I'm hoping to go away. Can anyone tell me, as I start off, what is this? What is this? What? Don't shout out now. Don't shout out. Stick your hand up. This man here.
Suitcase.
Suitcase. Thank you. It's a suitcase. Exactly right. And, well, what would I use a suitcase for? Anybody know? What do you think? Have a guess. Go for it.
Going places.
Okay. What will I put into it? What do you think? What would you put in a suitcase? Clothes. Yeah. Lots of different things that we can put into it. Well, who would like to see what all's in this suitcase? You see, I'm going away to Romania, boys and girls, and I'm really looking forward to it. And we're going out to do a camp in Romania for boys and girls your age and maybe even a slightly older. And I'm going to show you. Do you really want to see what's in it?
Yeah.
Do you? Maybe some of the older people want to see what's in it, do you? They're all busting to know. Right, where do I say? Well, today I'm thinking about, with my case, I'm thinking about a journey. And it's a journey. In fact, if you've been watching the TV, you will hear about many people making a journey, even this week and last week, to a place. I wonder where they're going to. Let me give you a clue, okay? I'll give you a clue. Where am I? I'm going to Romania, and I'm going to take this with me because I love football. Where are so many people going to at the minute? Go. What country are they going to? What's the country?
Brazil.
Yes, exactly right. Yes, they're going to Brazil. Look, in fact, look. I know I have to be careful in this country with flags and all that. But here, anybody, what flag's that?
Brazil.
It's Brazil. That's right. And I've got a Brazil flag because we're going to have that at camp next week, or on the 4th of July. I have, wait for it. Anybody know? What's this?
Sun cream.
Yes, I'm hoping the sun will shine. Just like Northern Ireland, twice a year we get a bit of sun. All right. Look. Who wants to come up? Right, let's see. This man here. Come on, you on up. Quickly, you stand up here. Right. You show them what's very important to wear. You put them on. There you go. You put them on there to see where you look. Look at that. Pair of sunglasses. Well done. Here. You're freaked. Tell you what. Look. See, when I go to camp, one of the most important things for me at camp is this. What's that? Sweets. I love sweets. Would you like one?
Yeah.
There you are. You take a seat. Well done. I'm looking for a few more volunteers. Who's got their arms folded? Who's got their lips set? Because I'm going to find out in a wee minute who can help me, okay? So I'm going to leave the case here for a wee minute because the case reminds me, boys and girls, of something very important. It reminds me of a story that's found in a book. Now, there's lots of books that perhaps you love to read. Can anybody tell me what is this book here?
The Bible.
Don't shout out. No more shouting out or no sweets for you. What do you think? Yes, the Bible. Okay, so the Bible. And boys and girls, if you've got a Bible, mums and dads, family members, whoever's here today, if you've got a Bible, if you want to look up with me, Luke chapter 15, and we'll hear a little more, and we'll explore a little more about this journey that this young man made. Now remember, I'm looking for a few volunteers. These are our hot seats today, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. I'm looking for 5 people. I wonder who's going to be our volunteers today. Okay. So we're going to look at Luke chapter 15. And we're going to just explore just a couple of things from this real life, boys and girls, true story. And the story was told by the Lord Jesus himself. Before we do that, we're going to pray. You're not going to fall asleep on me, sure you're not. Let's all wave your arms in the air. Let's see you. Okay. And this is how. Anybody know how to spell pray? You ready? Okay. So we're going to go P P-R-A-Y. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for all that the boys and girls have done. We thank you for the scriptures that have been read. We thank you for the songs that have been sung. And we just thank you. All of it reminds us of thyself. And we just pray this morning, as we think about this young man's journey, I pray that you'll help us to think not only about the journey that he went on, but help us to learn lessons even from this young man's life and speak to each heart, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, boys and girls, I'm going to get our first volunteer up. And our first one is this girl. All right? What's your name? Hey? What's your first name?
Carrie Brooks.
Okay, great. There you go. All right, so you take this, and will you go right to the end, and will you sit down and hold that up? All right? I've got a seat for you because your arms can get sore, you see. Okay. All right, so our story's going to commence, and it commences with this. You hold it up, Carrie, a wee bit higher. Okay? It commences in a house, and it's not just a small house, it's a large house. And in this house, boys and girls, we're told, as we read about this young man, there was a young man lived in the house. He had an older brother, and we know at least his dad lived in the house as well. Now, well, think about this young man. He was, I'm sure he worked hard. His dad loved him. His dad loved his two sons. And his dad had servants that would have been in the house as well. And they provided all for these, for this family that they needed. The youngest son, you know, he loved to dream a little. He loved to think about other, to think about a faraway place. Perhaps as he did that, he thought maybe it's more exciting away living in this other country. Like, anybody here got any annoying brothers or sisters? Yeah. Do they do your head in at times? Yeah, yeah. Well, he had a brother. I don't know if he was annoying or not, but he had an older brother. Perhaps he thought, well, I'll not be near him anymore. And boys and girls, look, this was a farm, okay, big farmhouse. And the boys would have worked on the farm, the young men. And perhaps the young man thought, well, no more cows to look after. After all, they're a bit stinky at times, aren't they? He thought, I'll go. Someday, I would love to go there. It just started off perhaps as a little thought, and then a little thought happened every day, and it began to come back to him all of the time, and all he could think about was going away to this far-off place. Maybe he thought, well, you know what? Dad, you see my dad? He's so strict, and, you know, he makes me get up out of bed every morning. Are you all easy to get out of bed in the morning, are you? Put your hand up if there's somebody in your house and they go, hurry up, get out of bed. Put your hand up if somebody does that in your house. I wonder why they have to do that. Uh-huh. But here, boys and girls, look. We're going to read verse 12. And wait till you hear what it says in verse 12 of Luke chapter 15. Here's what this young man done. In verse 12 of Luke 15, he says, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. The young man said to his dad, Dad, give me all the money that's going to come to me when you are very old or when you die. I want it now. Give me the money. Someone that's always thinking about themselves, someone that's always wanting more. Like, I know there's nobody in here, and you would never ever go into a shop. Sure you wouldn't, and you would see a big toy, and you would never ever go, I want that. And maybe mum or dad would say, you're not getting that. I want that. I want that toy. Nobody would do that. Sure they wouldn't. No, I'm sure not. But you know, boys and girls, it's so easy to be selfish at times, to think all about what we want and not worry about anyone else, about the price of things and all that. But you know, this young man, as I think about him, he was thinking about himself. He went and he got the money. And I was thinking, look, he got all the money. Here it is. He got lots of it. It was real money. And he got a lot of it. In verse 13, we read this. And not many days after, the young man gathered all together. Boys and girls, can you picture what's happening here? Look, I'm going to go back over. Because look, he gathered all together. Now, I'm sure he hadn't got as cool a case as this. I'm sure he hadn't. And maybe he didn't even have a case. But the Bible tells us he gathered all together. Now, in those days, it might have been a big sheet. Might have been a big sheet, and he put everything together. But anyhow, boys and girls, I can just picture him. He's got the case, the sheet, whatever it is. He's got it there, and he's getting it all together, and he has it sitting there. And the thing that he puts in it that's most important to him, what is it? The money. And he begins to throw the money in. Happy days. Look at the money. There's money coming out of it everywhere. And all the money's in. He closes it up. He is all ready to go. You see, the thing that he's been dreaming about, this is where he is headed for. He's going to live out his dreams, or so he thinks. And so he gets the money all together. He gets a case. And we can read there, boys and girls, that he headed off. He went off, not just to a town down the road. He headed off far, far away into another country. And finally, when he got there, he was going to live it up. Now, the very first thing that we saw this morning, look, the place where he came from, it was a place, who lived in here? Who's going to tell me? Quickly. Who? His father, yes, and the two sons lived there. But as I thought about that this morning, he was running away from that place. He was getting away from there. And maybe this morning, boys and girls, moms and dads, whoever's here this morning, he was running away. But it reminds me today of many, many people, and they're running away from God. I wonder, does that describe someone in here today? Perhaps running away. You have it all, as it were. Your mom, your dad, someone at home who has taught you God's word. But today, you're leaving it all behind because you want to run away. And you don't care about that anymore. Boys and girls, that was a very sad place for that young man to be. But we're going to, if you could just hold that there. Because the next part of our story we read that he went off and he began to spend the money. And the Bible calls it riotous living. In other words, he was living for self. He was doing things that his dad would never, ever want him to do. And boys and girls, as we think about that, I need someone else that's going to come up and be a volunteer. Let's see, we've got one girl. Let's see, we'll get another boy. Let's see. Do you want to get up? Right, okay. You sit there a wee second, and then I'll give it to you in a wee second, okay? All right? It's great having all these helpers. It's fantastic. Brilliant. Okay. Boys and girls, we read in verse 13 that after he gathered all together, he took his journey into a far country, and there it tells us he wasted his substance. He wasted the money. Boys and girls, you see the money that he had, he would spend it and spend it and spend it. And when you have lots of money to spend, people notice it. And so some people want to be your friend. Are there really true friends that come to be your friend just because you have money? Because you have stuff? No, it's not. You should be your friend just for who you are. But boys and girls, he began to waste the money. The money before long was starting to run out, and he was living it up. Look, he was living a whole party lifestyle. In fact, he was maybe drinking. He was doing all sorts of things that he thought would bring him happiness. Things that he dreamt about. Maybe he had girlfriends and all sorts of things. But boys and girls, did that bring him happiness? It didn't. He was looking for it, but he wasn't finding it. Look, if we turn this round, we see what was happening. He was now living far away from his father. And you know, the father today reminds us of God himself. Many today are living far away from God. And as I thought about that, I thought about this country. And I thought about how many people maybe don't want even to come to church. They don't want to know anything about God. And yet God loves them. So many people today, even here, and new buildings are living far away from God. But boys and girls, the story doesn't finish there. Because I need another volunteer. Let's see, we're going to have a girl this time. And it's going to be this girl here. Okay, you take a wee seat and I'll give you a picture in a wee second. Okay? Because as I thought about that as well, I thought about, sadly, this young man, he was living away. The Bible calls it sin, the things that he was doing. He was doing things that displeased his father. And things that would displease God himself. If we turn our card around, we can see there that he was living far away from God. Our next card tells us something more about this young man. Can you hold that up? What's your name?
Catherine.
Okay, Catherine, you hold it well up there. Let all the boys and girls see, okay. And we're going to see, boys and girls, what is happening in our story now. See what it says here? Rich man squanders or wastes all his wealth. He's wasting it all. You see, this young man now, look, you see all the money that he started with? He's only got a little left. It's almost run out. In fact, boys and girls, he thought all of this would bring him happiness, and it didn't do that. Where do you hear this? We're going to read what happens next, because it tells us in verse 14, after he had spent all, there arose, wait for it, a mighty famine. What's a famine? Who can tell me? What is a famine? Anybody know? A famine. What is a famine? Anybody know? Do you think you know?
A shortage.
A shortage, yeah. Okay, so there's a shortage. A shortage of what?
Food,
money, keep going. And all of that, yeah, well done. Okay, there was a shortage of food, there was a shortage of money. The young man realized, my money's run out. There's a famine in the country. I'm going to have to go and try and get work. Because boys and girls, if he didn't, I had no money left. He wouldn't be able to survive in this country. So he urgently needed to get a job. I wonder what sort of job he would get. Where would he go? You see, the young man now, look, we're going to turn it round just to see a little bit where he's at now. He was disappointed with life. Disappointed. Life maybe hadn't been all that he thought it would be in the far country. And so, boys and girls, he was disappointed. I know many young people in their 20s who are disappointed with life. Some people even feel the point of giving up. But boys and girls, we can't give up. There is hope. And we're going to see where this young man finds hope. Look, even though he was disappointed with life, he realized he had to get a job. And he got a job. One of the boys, quickly. First hand up, come on. What's your name? Hey.
Kyle,
good man, Kyle. Right, you hold this up. Hey, boys and girls. What do you think he got a job at? Now, don't shout out. My drawings are not very good. And it's not a dog, okay? He's not working for the RSPCA here, okay? So, what was the job he got? Anybody know? What do you think? A farmer. And what are the animals?
Pigs.
What sound do pigs make up round here? After two. One, two. Oh, boy, is it dear. Oof. What? Are you going to do that again after two? One, two. Whoa, they're fierce pigs. I'm telling you, I wouldn't like to make the pigs up around here. Boys and girls, look, he had to work, and he was in the pigsty. You know what, boys and girls, as I thought about that, I thought about this young man, and you know what he was doing here? He had a lot of time in his hands now. He had time to think. He fed the pigs, but in between, he had time to think. Verse 16 of this story, and God's word tells us, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Boys and girls, no one now seemed to care. No one seemed to worry about this young man anymore. He was alone. He was on his own, and he had time to think. Verse 17, as he was thinking, are you holding him up nice and high? That's good. As he was thinking, boys and girls, wait till you hear. Verse 17, it tells us he came to himself and he said this. How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. See, the young man, there was a famine in the country. He was hungry. He was all alone. What's this? Can you turn that round? Wait a second. He was thinking. He had time to think. He was thinking of turning homewards. He was thinking about going home. And we read that in verse 18. He said, I will arise and I will go to my father. That reminded me today, boys and girls, of many that think about turning to God. When things go wrong in life, and sometimes things get really difficult, and maybe we get into trouble, and maybe we just can't see a way out of it, many people today in Northern Ireland think about turning to God. I have known people, boys and girls, and have been in prison, And they thought, well, now I'm in prison, I'll become a Christian. I'll ask God to forgive me and come into my life. But you know, boys and girls, after a while, they forget all about it. And they don't do it. And they don't take action. They don't do it. And sadly, boys and girls, there's many today who have thought about turning to God, but they've never taken that step. Look, boys and girls, we're going to go to our very last picture. Our very last picture. But I wonder, is there someone in here, and in recent days you've been thinking about becoming a Christian? You've been thinking about being saved, about asking God to forgive you? Well, you know, this young man didn't just think about it. He'd done something about it. What do you say? Who is our last volunteer? Let's see. So we need a girl. Let's see. A girl. This girl here in the front row will give you a wee opportunity. You sit there for a wee second, then I'll give it to you, okay? This picture, okay? You see, boys and girls, look, the young man, he was in the pigsty. He had time to think. He thought about his dad. He realized his dad loved him, and he had thrown it all away. And he was thinking now about heading for home. Now, as he thought about heading for home, I'm sure he thought about this. I'm sure he was thinking, what's my dad going to say? My dad's going to say, son, where's the money? How much money have you left? He had went away with a small fortune. How much was he coming back with, boys and girls, do you think? Nothing. Nothing left. It was all gone. He had wasted it. All gone. Now, he's thinking, will my dad tell me, take yourself off there, boy. Go away back to where you came from. You've wasted all my money. You've blown the whole lot. Where are you coming back now? Would his dad say that, do you think?
No.
I wonder what his dad would do. You see, the young man didn't just think about turning and going home to his father, but he thought and he put it into action. He began, boys and girls, to head for home. It was going to take him a long time. He was in another country, but eventually, in the distance, as he made his journey home again, he was hungry, he was tired, perhaps his head was down. He was disappointed with life. He didn't know what his dad was going to say to him. Would his dad even take him back? In the distance, he sees a figure. Who is the person in the distance? Is it someone going to rob him? Or who is it? Who do you think is in the distance? Who does he see? Who do you think? Who do you think?
His father.
It's his father. See, his father, boys and girls, has been watching out for him all along. His father loved him. And he was sad that his son had made the choices that he made. But boys and girls, our story doesn't finish there. Because look, there in the distance, there was his son. He was coming back. Look, there were perhaps holes in his trousers and all the rest of it. And his clothes. Here was his dad. And his dad, what does he do? Boys and girls, we can read about it in God's word, what his father done. Here's what his father done. I'm going to tell you. His father was waiting, and his father hugged him. It tells us he kissed his neck. He loved him, and he hugged him. The young man told him this. What do you hear? The very last part of a story that we're going to leave with you. Here's what he said. Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. I'm no longer worthy to be called thy son. Boys and girls, as we think about that, what that young man said, he was asking his father to forgive him. He was repenting. He was turning round of all the wrong that he had done. Look, what's this? The very last one. He was enjoying his father's forgiveness. And so today, as we think about that, his father didn't say, get away from me. You've done all this wrong. You've sinned and all that. The father knew what he had done all along. But ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls today, God in his love cared so much about each one of us. He knows all the wrong that we have done. But he, boys and girls, he wants us today, you get it, to trust him, to come to him and say we're sorry for our sins, to trust what God has done by sending his son to die for our sin. Here's what the man said. He said to his servants, go and bring the best robe, put a ring in his hand, put shoes on his feet. My son was lost and is found. Is found. How happy was that father? And folks, today, you might have come in that door with a weight on your shoulders, the weight of sin, all the things that you've done wrong, and you're thinking, no one can forgive me. What am I going to do with my life? Maybe some people are, you hold this one up, running from God. Maybe some people are, you hold it up, living far away from God. Maybe disappointed with life. Maybe someone's thinking of turning to God, but you've never actually done it. Well, today, here's the good news. There is hope, and that hope is found in Jesus Christ. And you can enjoy God's forgiveness. Boys and girls, I wonder today, have you ever asked God to save you? Have you ever asked God to forgive you of your sin, to come into your life, and to make something of your life? Men and women, God can do that. He wants to do that. He sent a son. A son has arms outstretched today. The son that died on the cross, but he rose again. He scars on his hands. He knows what we've been through. He has faced it before. And he wants you to trust him and to ask him to come into your life to save you. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, can cleanse you from all sin. What a story, boys and girls. A truth that Jesus himself told us about. And so he wants us today to trust him. I wonder today, has God been speaking to you? Because God loves you. And the boys and girls have been singing about it. And today, will you trust him? Do you know God's forgiveness? What a joy it is to know that your sins are forgiven. And someday we can go to be with the Lord Jesus in heaven. Boys and girls have been brilliant this morning. I'm going to give all our volunteers a prize. I want you to put your hands together and give them a wee round of applause this morning. Okay. Thank you.